You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me. Welcome to OMG, the Old Mara Gayle Radio Show. I'm your host, Mara Gayle, actress, author, evangelist, and a co-producer of STEM the Movement, an award-winning docudrama film. And you know what I love to do? I love to help people see things differently. You see, I enjoy when a perspective is widened, when views are enlarged, because the more angles you have a situation, the better the vantage point, so that you can make informed decisions. I've been blessed with experience in all sorts of areas, and I believe in my heart and soul that we all live and learn in order to share and teach. I love serving Maravation. You see, it's a perfect blend of motivation and inspiration. I believe some of the greatest people in the world are only one word of encouragement away from being and doing something magnificent. And I believe that if more people would get outside of themselves and their situations and just look up, speak up, call up into the lives of others, you would experience a more productive world around you. You see, I'm a midwife, and I dig helping others give birth to purpose, because when I get an opportunity to assess a situation, a plan, or an idea, it's like being given a chance to excavate excellence. So on tonight's show, on the OMG show tonight, it's a segment I call Open Air, and it's where you and I get to have a conversation. So I'm also streaming this live on Facebook, and I'm asking my Facebook folks if there's a conversation they'd like for me to participate in. If they'll chat that, they'll do that, and I'll inform you, my radio audience, of what that question may be or what that topic may be. I see Maisha and Tawania. If you guys have a subject, or even my cousin, if you guys have a subject that you'd like me to tackle or to start a conversation, please feel free to chat that up to me. And for those that are listening in via the radio, you can give us a call at 347-324-5246. All you have to do is press 1, and that'll open the line, and you and I will be on air live having a conversation. So I'd like to start this conversation off with focus, okay? So I'm going to start on focus, and again, if you guys on Facebook have something you want me to steer the conversation to, or if you guys that are listening in have something you want me to chat about, let's do that. But focus, let's talk about focus. You have to have focus. I have focus in everything that I do, whether it's in acting and entertainment industry, with voiceovers, when I'm writing, when I'm speaking. There has to be a set aside, consecrated time that you actually take to spend time on what it is that you want to do. That's just the reality of life. You want to make sure that whatever it is that you want to accomplish, you're putting all of your energy in that. You're taking the time to dot the I's, cross the T's, do the research and the homework, and then zone in. Have what I call laser beam focus, because a laser doesn't sometimes hit the mark. It always hits the mark. Maisha, I see your question. I'm going to come back to that. You always hit the mark when you're focused that way. And so in order to have focus, most of the time, I like to tell people to eliminate distractions. Now, I don't know what your distractions are, but my distractions could be a ringing cell phone, because sometimes when that little ding goes up, if you're on social media or if someone's calling you and you're trying to get some work done, then what you need to do is either put the phone away, completely away, and then turn the sound off, or you need to mute the sound, turn the phone over so that even your eyes aren't distracted by every time something comes across your page, meaning every notification. All of those things become a distraction, and distractions will derail you from your destiny. I'm going to say that one more time. Distractions will derail you from your destination. So your focus, if you're not focused, you will drift. You can daydream. Your mind begins to wander. You have to really kind of submerge and focus completely on the thing you want to get accomplished. So I've had a question that came across my screen on Facebook. It says, how do you overcome negative self-talk to achieve your goals? Again, that's by Maisha Burks on Facebook. She says, how do you overcome the negative self-talk to achieve your goals? Well, the first thing you have to do is, I call it hitting mute. I hit mute on myself sometimes, meaning sometimes I have to drown out the inner me, not the enemy, because sometimes it's not people on the outside that are actually breaking you down or hurting you or destroying your next. Sometimes it's you hitting the rewind button of your mind that causes you to derail your progress. You literally can derail your own progress when you find yourself just wallowing in either A, a past mistake, or B, a past letdown, or C, the fear of stepping out again. And I want to tell you, when you begin to derail yourself because you're having this negative talk and you're reminding yourself of all the things you didn't do right or the things you didn't get right, what you then do is you usurp God using you to go forward and do the next thing. There are other things for you to do. So I challenge you not to dwell on your past. That's one. Two, try not to allow your mind to be polluted with negative thoughts that you yourself are speaking to yourself, but remind yourself, I use the Bible. Y'all know I'm a Christian. I use the Bible. I say to me what God's word says about me. I'm going to say that again. I say to me what God's word says about me. And that's the only way that I can make it through a negative talk of me and myself, or negative talk from other people who want to feed me their poison. Anything you give attention to will grow. And everything you do is a seed. Your words are seed. And your words can manifest into something beautiful. It can build somebody up or it can break somebody down. So you choose and use your words carefully. Now, I know Maisha, she's my cousin. I know she wouldn't say anything negative to me that I didn't deserve. So I challenge her and you to not speak anything negative yourself to yourself that you wouldn't say to someone you love, because I'm trusting that you love you. And if you love you, if you wouldn't say anything negative to me because you love me, especially if it weren't true, then why choose to say something negative to yourself, whom you should love even more? Terry McFadden, what's up? Terry McFadden Solomon and his amazing powerhouse. I hope you get a chance to call in. Love to have you on. If you get a minute, call in on the line, Terry, and participate in this conversation, because I know you can drop them in any area and you always ready, in season and out. And as Wilson always says, he says, hey, stay ready so that you don't have to get ready. Amen. Well, I know, Terry, if you want to join in, I'd love to have you do a conversation. The phone number for anyone that wants to call in on open air, where we just have a conversation and we flow and go and whatever it is that's on our heart and in our mind, all you have to do is press 1 after you dial in the number and you can join the conversation. Or, as I've stated earlier, you can chat a question to me, a topic to me, and I will, or a question, and I will try my best to end social media. Sister Tawania said, social media is my biggest distraction. You are so right. Now, I absolutely love social media. What it's for? I use it for what it's for. And the beautiful thing about social media is it keeps you social. But when you're at work, you're not supposed to be social. You're supposed to be working. And when you're focused, even if you're at home and you've got a home office like I do, and you work from home, it's real easy to get caught up on what's going on social media, finding yourself scrolling through something, and the next thing you know, 20, 30 minutes have gone by, and you haven't finished the one thing you said you were going to do. So I challenge people. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm anti-social media, because I love social media. I think it's good. It's good for business. It's good for marketing. It's good for promoting. Howsoever, it is also a common distraction that now has become, you know, it's killing and stealing things from in people's lives. It's killing jobs because people are so distracted by social media that they don't even realize that they're getting paid to be someplace, not on social media. So they're wasting time and they're behind on deadlines, etc. Use social media to your advantage. Don't allow it to harm you. If that means only a certain time of the day that you're checking social media or checking in on social media, then make that the thing. So someone asked the question, when you speak negative things to others, you are telling on yourself. That's good, Winfred. When you speak negative things to others, you are telling on yourself. So I want to encourage you, try your best. Because, you know, I really try to season my tongue and my words with love because it's real easy to speak truth without love. That's a hard pill to swallow for some people. And one of the things my granny, who passed away when she was 107 years old, she taught us, season your words with honey. If you say things in a sweet way, 9 times out of 10, they're more likely to land on the person's ears and in their spirit in a way that they can actually hear you and may actually want to do what you say or correct the behavior that you may have had a challenge with. But if you're always sprinkling salt on people and the tone is, oh, let me get on that for a topic. Oh, 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 that's a good one. Okay, so I'm having my own Mari Gale OMG moment. Women and brothers. But I'm going to talk to my sisters because, you know, this little thing that James in the Bible, James talks about this wicked little tongue, it can lash out in a heartbeat. The way you speak to your mate, the way you speak to your children, the way you speak to, your children or your husband, you really need to work on seasoning that. We need to work on seasoning that with love. Hey, Chanel. Hey, Paul. These are the people that are joining me on Facebook as I'm doing my OMG radio show live. But I'm talking about right now, I'm talking to women who have this challenge. And there are some men who do not know how to speak in love the concern or the challenge or even the constructive criticism. It's how you say what you say. It's even how you talk to your children. I have been in stores and I have witnessed people speak to their children like they don't even know them, like let alone they give birth to them or they supply the seed, you know, the sperm for them to be here. They have yelled at them. And when you yell at a little innocent kid, now don't get me wrong, there are times you got to kind of, you know, get them in order. I'm not saying don't discipline a kid. I'm not saying don't scup to a kid. Hey, Jono. Hey, Jerome. Hey, Patricia. What I am talking about is for those people who can't even hold their anger and they're yelling at a kid. I'm talking speak in love. You can speak in love because, you know, it talks about do not kill, do not steal. Y'all know the Ten Commandments. You can kill a kid's joy. You can steal a kid's joy. You can kill their ability to imagine or to have a positive attitude all in the words or how you say what it is you're saying. So you have to be very careful with this little thing called a tongue. And James speaks on that. In the book of James, it talks about the tongue is a wicked little thing. It'll lash out at somebody, and before you know it, you've cut somebody's heart, killed their dreams. And when I was talking about speaking to women, I was saying that because a lot of times, just the way we respond, and I say we because I used to be guilty of this. I praise the Lord. He has delivered me, and my tongue doesn't lash out. I can speak words of kindness, and if I have a challenge, I know how to peacefully and calmly have a conversation. You know, God created us above the animals. If you step on a dog, he's going to lash out at you. Whether you're a friend or you step on him and hurt him, he's going to lash out at you because he doesn't have what we have, which is an ability to respond and not just react. We have an ability to respond and not just react. So you really have to work very diligently on making sure your responses are something that would edify God, one, be received by the person to whom you're trying to get the attention of. Winfred, that's a good comment. Jesus said, before you see the straw in your brother's eye, see the log in your own eye. That's exactly what the word says. And you're right. You can cut and harm others with that small member called the tongue. Absolutely, positively. responsibly. So you have to really be careful and tame that tongue, ladies. Tame that tongue. And gentlemen, some of y'all need to tame your tongue. You've been lashing out at people. We can't do that. We really have to make sure that we speak the truth in love and then make sure that you take the time to spend with those who you love and spend the time speaking hope. That means sowing seeds of love, sowing confidence in their ability. I don't know if you guys saw the movie Mudbound. Mary J. Blige was actually nominated for an Oscar, and that's not what I'm going to talk about, but I will talk about this. In the film Mudbound, and it's a spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, actually it may not be, the father speaks to his children, sure that no matter what it is that they desire and dream to do, there's a scene in the movie where the daughter says she wants to be a stenographer, and the son goes, what's a stenographer? You don't know what that is. And she says, yeah, I know what it is, and that's what I want to be. He says, I ain't never seen a black stenographer. And then the dad says, this is the important part, the dad says, well, then she'll be first, perhaps. Because he wanted to fuel her passion and feed her dreams. And he didn't even allow his son to douse or fire to put out the fire in his daughter's heart. If his daughter wanted to be a stenographer, he's like, baby, go for it. He's never seen it before, but that doesn't mean it's possible. President Barack Obama, even though he had never seen a black president before, he had a desire to do it and did that thing and did that thing well. And we won't even go on the subject of what we do now because that's not what the conversation is about. But I want to tell you, I wish we could have had 12 years of presidency because I'd be so happy right about now. I digress. I digress on that one. Yes, it was a very good movie. PJ, I saw that. And also, I saw someone else that wanted to that had a question for me. I'm trying to search back if I could find that question. If I can't find the question, I'm going to move on. I also want to share with you guys. So the movie Mudbound, like I said, has some teachable moments in it, and that is how to fuel each other's dreams. And I don't think we do enough of that. I think sometimes when a mate comes to you and say they failed at something in the past, instead of reminding them about what they didn't get right, talk to them about their strengths. Remind them of the areas that they're strong, 1,000% confident in their ability about. And when they come to you, they have a new idea. Instead of playing devil's advocate, I call it angel's advocate. I don't try to put the idea down. What I try to do is ask questions so that it can open up their mind. And if they haven't done the research on it, they'll go back and possibly do some more research. And that way, I'm fueling what it is that they say they want to do by it being inquisitive, by inquiring about what it is they want to do or what they plan to accomplish. I say, you know, well, hey, how do you plan to get that done? Well, have you talked to anybody in that area? Or who would be your supplier if it's a company? Or what would be the title of the business? Or what's your demographics? What's your target area? If you ask inquisitive questions and you inquire, it not only lets them know that you support them, believe in them, and desire for them to go forward in an area, but it also challenges them to do the homework. That means study and show yourself approved. That means do the research and find out, is there any competition that sets you apart from those companies? I'd ask, hey, what are the other 3 or 4 businesses like the business you want to launch? Okay, so what do they do different? What do you do different in those businesses? Those are leading questions that allow somebody to see your heart so that they know you believe in what they're doing and that you also want to help them grow. And you want to make sure that when they step out a good foot and not fall on their face. Amen. Hey, Nisha, what's up? In this open air, this is OMG. I'm live on OMG, the Omara Gale Radio Show, and I'm also live on Facebook where I've asked my Facebook followers and listeners if they have a question. They're chatting it to me on Facebook, and those listening live online, if you'd like to ask me a question or join in conversation, all you have to do is dial 347-324-5, then press the number 1, and you'll be added into queue. Winfrey, I see you. You said if you don't love your brother, who are we ever who with every day? But we say we love God. We are lying. Absolutely, you're lying. Hey, sis, absolutely, when we are lying, if that's what we say we're doing, you're absolutely right. And that's the truth about it, because God allows us to be here on earth to love each other. And then we're talking about, oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. You're amazing. And you got a problem with your sister across the street or your family member. Ooh, I don't want to step on that toe. But there are people that just hate their family members. I ain't even going to begin to dive into that because I understand certain things can break people apart and they set people apart. I totally understand that reality. However, you have one life. And the last thing you want to be in guilt about or feeling bad about is you didn't get a chance to tell the person who shares your DNA that you love them or that you miss them or that you care for them. You know, pride, in the center of pride is that one little letter called I. Pride is so selfish. It'll rob you from everything. It'll rob you from friendships. It'll rob you from relationships. It'll rob you from progress. It'll rob you from opportunities to succeed in life if you let it. You got to put pride in its place. You got to, that's not to be confused with not being confident. Be confident, be proud of your accomplishments, but try your best not to walk in pride. That is an arrogant move. Thank you, Nisha. I'm getting some amens online. Praise the Lord. That is an arrogant stance that you do not want to be caught and be guilty of. Hey, Ray, Roy, thanks for joining the conversation on Facebook. Again, I'm doing my show, OMG, the Omari Gale Radio Show, live tonight. And this is an open-air conversation where you and I, as well as my Facebook listeners, get to have a conversation. You can chat a question. If you've got a question out there that you want answered, or if you have a topic that you'd like me to touch on or explore, this is open air. We get to have a dialogue tonight. So if you want to call in, the phone number again is 347-324-5246. And all you have to do is press 1 to join in the conversation. You can also make a comment if you have one. So Winfred, let me see. James 1:22, become doers of the word. So we must love each other. So things uplifting, show love. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Hey, classmate, what's up, Roy? Good to see you. I've got friends on Facebook that I went to school way back with. We ain't going to talk about age or dates. We just going to say friends from way back. Again, if you want to join the conversation, please feel free to join in the conversation online, typing a question if you have it or a comment. Moment, I would like to take a very short break. I'm going to ask my executive producer to get ready to cue us up for a little short commercial break. And while we do that, mute me so that I can continue the conversation with the Facebook fans. Let me know if that's possible. If it isn't, we'll be quiet, Facebook, and then I'm going to come to y'all after the commercial break. So I'm making a shout out to my executive producer to let me know if she can mute me during commercial break. If so, I'll be muted for a few. Let's see. All right, you guys, we'll be right back after these special announcements.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. All right. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to OMG, the Omari Gale Radio Show. And tonight is a special show this Thursday. I just wanted to have a little chit chat with everybody. So I decided, in addition to my radio show, that I also do a Facebook Live show. So Mary Muse, Antoine Allen were the most recent people that joined the conversation. Welcome to OMG, the Omari Gale Radio Show, where tonight's segment is called Open Air, where I breathe in and breathe out and allow you to dialogue and have a conversation with me. So those that are listening online, you can call in and ask a question or make a comment. And the phone number again is 347-324-5246. And those that are listening in on Facebook Live, you can chat me a question or you can also call in and ask a question. Don't forget to press 1 so that we can enter you into queue and allow you online. So we've talked tongue being a wicked thing and how women and some men need to learn how to speak to those whom they say they love and speak truth and love. We also talked a little bit about focus and distractions and what those are, what those look like, what you can do to overcome that. We also talked about the dialogue as in the inner me, how you get to beat yourself up sometime by negative self-talk. We talked a little bit about that. And so if there are some more questions or comments, I'd be more than happy to actually answer those. So someone else said, what is Winfred, how can one learn to lean on God? Proverbs 3:3-4. How can we, yeah. So I'll answer that in a way. How can one learn to lean on God? Spend time with him. Read his word. Find out what his intentions are. You know, you wouldn't, there's not a whole lot of things that you just start out just using without reading a manual, without seeing an instruction book. Even when we go to school, now granted, this breed of children are being, you know, taught on how to test. They're not being taught, you know, life skills or, you know, economics or, you know, any of those things. They're being taught how to test. But back in the olden days, we were taught certain subjects and certain things. So if someone wants to learn how to lean on God, I'd say find out what the manual says. Find out what the instruction booklet on life is about. Find out what God says about you, what he says about your situations. I've told many of my pastor friends, you wouldn't have to have any counseling sessions if every time somebody called you with a counseling meeting and said, hey, pastor, I want to schedule a counseling meeting with you. You say, okay, what's the topic? And they say, it's X, Y, and Z. You say, okay, if you find five scriptures on that topic and you study them, bring those to me, and then we'll have a conversation. I guarantee you. People are so lazy. They won't look in God's word for themselves to know what God says about their situation. They want somebody to do homework for them. They want the pastor to come in and talk to them and tell them what God says about their relationship or about their job or about their finances or about whatever the situation is, when God left his word right here so that we can see what God says about our stuff, about our situation. Now, that's not to say that we don't need our pastors to come in and do what it is they're called to do. But if we would take the time and do the research, find scriptures that line up with what it is that we want to do, or scriptures that will tell us what the truth about a situation is so that we don't fall into sin on a situation, so that we can find out if we're convicted about something that we should be convicted about. Shadow, what's up? Welcome to the conversation. It's OMG, Omar Gale Radio Show. And if you got a question or a comment, just chat it to me. I'm going to answer it live on air because I am on air live with my listening audience. Again, if there's anybody who wants to dial in, press 1. The phone number is 347-324-5246. So you learn to lean on God by spending time with him, his word, and finding out what his word says to you. And then when you find yourself in diverse temptation, a challenge, a struggle, you'll be able to pull up that word. It may not be verbatim, but you'll have the essence of the word etched on your heart to the point that you won't be derailed or distracted by the situation. Don't allow situations to throw you off what it is you're supposed to do. There is a job, there's a person called the enemy, and he's real. He's not a boogeyman. He's real. And the enemy can be the inner me, myself, and I, or the enemy can be a friend, a family member that's being used like a puppet by the enemy, or the enemy can also be somebody you don't even know. They just have it out for you. They don't know why they don't like you. They just don't like you. And so their only job is to be a thorn in your side or cause you to stumble in an area. Sister Rochetta, you said guarantee us that they want instant access through others. Absolutely true. They do. They want instant access through others. John O, what's up? He says, you don't lean on someone whom you do not know. Yes, you do not lean on someone whom you do not know personally or intimately. God is trustworthy and desires to have a real relationship with you. You have to truly know and understand who God is, what he created you to be. Then you can lean on him with confidence. That is a yay and an amen. I promise you, that's exactly the truth. You know, that's what you have to do. Hey, Gerald. Hey, Mirandia. Say hi. Appreciate you stopping by to say hello. Again, OMD Radio listeners, I'm having a simultaneous reality where I'm talking to you and Facebook can see me visually online having a conversation with the both of you, and both of you all are having a conversation with me. Hey, Teresa Johnson, what's up? She's one of my high school friends. If you've got a question or a comment, again, type it, chat it online, or call in, and I answer it on air live with you. So whichever you desire to do, I'm here and I'm available to you. So I'd like to go ahead and segue into another area that I think a lot of people struggle with, and that's purpose. Purpose. Everything that we have has a purpose. Oh, for example, those that are on Facebook can see holding this up. This is a pen. The purpose of this ink pen is to write, to sign documents, to make notations, to scratch out some things, to circle some things. It's used to write, to scratch, scribble, doodle in some cases. That's the purpose of this pen. This pen is not a bottle of water. I can't drink it. I can't eat it. It's not food. I can't speak into it. It's not my microphone. It is an ink pen that has a purpose. This sheet of paper, it is its only job is to be available. To be available. This white plain sheet of paper, only job is to be available to use, to write on, to scribble on, to paint on if I'm a painter, to draw on if I'm an artist, to doodle on if I'm a doodler. That is the sole purpose of this white piece of paper. So that's a pen, that's a paper. If God has a purpose for an ink pen and a piece of paper, how much more does he have for us? Hey, Rick. Hey, Chelsea. There's so much purpose in this package, I can't even begin to tell you. I'm going to the grave totally empty, totally pleated, totally used, because I give back everything that I have. If I need to sing someplace, I sing. If I need to share poetry, I share poetry. If somebody needs me to speak, I speak. If somebody needs me to preach or teach, I preach or teach. If somebody needs me to do a stage play, I can do a stage play. If somebody needs me to be a mentor or a motivator, I can mentor and I can be a motivator. If somebody needs me to use talents to be a voiceover talent, I can do that. If somebody needs, because they're sad and they need a word of encouragement, I can motivate you out of a dark and gloomy day, because there is purpose in this package. And my purpose is to worship God in all of these areas. I worship him when I poetry. I worship him when I speak. I worship him when I'm doing this radio show. I worship God when I write the words that he speaks in my spirit to say someone else on paper, in a poem, in a play, whatever the medium is, I am available with a yes in my spirit, in all caps, with glittery, sparky things all around it. That's a shout out to my crew, Bob and Kim. That's what we say. But that's the reality. The reality is to be available. Be available for God to use you. Find, if you don't know what your purpose is, I take difficult things and make them simplistic. That's a part of just what I naturally do. Nobody pays me to do that. It is a naturally innate ability that I have to take these things and make them simplistic. This is a gifting. That is a part of my purpose. Now, how I share that purpose, it's in all different forms. As I mentioned, I use my talents to share a lot of my purpose, which is acting or singing or poetry or speaking or teaching or doing what I'm doing now, being a bridge to a lot of conversations of goodness to go out amongst the airwaves. I'm so excited that God chooses to use me in that way. Hey, Ellen, one of my classmates. Ellen, if you want to call in and join the conversation, feel free to do that. The phone number is up above. All you got to do is press 1, and I'll add you into the conversation if you have a question or a comment that you'd like to make. God gives you power by means of the Holy Spirit to help others. Yes, he does. That's our job. You know, nobody has paid me to help me, to get me to help a young lady or older lady into the post office whose hands are full, or to offer to if they need help unloading their groceries, Or there are times that I'm walking up to the grocery store and I see a senior citizen unloading their groceries and they're just finished with their cart. And I say, excuse me, because I don't feel happy when I do that. Those are little bitty seeds, but those seeds reap a huge harvest because you don't know how lonely somebody may be in a day that you take time to smile, acknowledge them, or offer assistance. And these are free things. You don't even have to have money to do these things. You can encourage somebody with a smile. You can encourage somebody by offering to assist them in something they're doing. It doesn't matter what it is. Praise the Lord, Dawn. Praise the Lord. Love the purpose, peace, bless you, being available for God to use you. That's what we have to do. But it doesn't matter how you offer yourself up to people. If you avail yourself, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I ask the Lord to order my steps every day. That's giving the Facebook audience the stink eye. I looked at them sideways because people say that all the time. Lord, order my steps. And then he tells you to go left or go right or there's a traffic jam and you're frustrated because now you're delayed. But see, God's delay can be okay. If you sit and wonder, what can I do in this space? Am I supposed to pray for if there's an accident up ahead? If an ambulance goes by, set your neck in when you see a car crash. Start praying for the people. That's your job. So when you ask God to order your steps, that's part of him ordering steps. He'll give you the word, hey, Bijan, hey, Tanae. He'll order your steps, and he'll remind you you're passing this accident not to be a spectator or a rubbernecker, but in order for you to pray for those, pray that they know Jesus, pray that they're safe, pray that get to the hospital on time, pray that there's no broken bones, pray that there's no fatalities. That's our job. And then there's also times that we can do other things. Ask God to order our steps, and then we get frustrated when he tells us to go left or there's a construction in the street and we got to go right or go 2 blocks out of our way. Sometimes he's ordering your step to keep you from an accident, to keep you from somebody that's going to walk in the middle of the street and you end up hitting them. We never know because our thoughts are not God's thought. He sits high, we sit here. And so we can't know what's ahead of us. But he's omniscient, he's omnipotent, he's omnipresent. He's everywhere and in everything that's good. And so we have to be very, very careful when we ask God to order our steps, that we really mean for him to order our steps and that we allow him to do what only he can do. You were singing that song today, DJ. Which song? The one I just said, Order My Steps in Your Word. Yes, that's a beautiful song. It's a powerful song. It's a testimony, just giving God the glory and letting him know I surrender. It's, you know, one of the most beautiful things I love about being a Christian is I don't have to drive. I'm not talking drive my physical car, but God drives my life. So all I have to do is go where I believe he's directing me, say what I believe the Holy Spirit is encouraging me to say. I don't have to think about it. When the Holy Spirit really wants you to witness to somebody or reach that somebody, all you have to do is veil yourself for him to speak, for the Holy Spirit to speak through you. That's all you really have to do. So I'm super excited that I take time to hear from him, to seek him, to find out what he wants to say to me. And then I'm super excited that I'm almost obedient to a fault. If he says do it, I promise you, my goal, my heart is to get it done. I am a doer of daddy's word when he tells me to do it. So I encourage you to do that. I've got to take one more short commercial break. If you're on Facebook, you'll know I'll be here, but the commercial you can't hear. Hey, Donnell, you can't hear the commercial, but my commercial is going to play in my ear. And I'm going to let you guys know we're going to a special short little commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to OMG, the Omari Radio Show. I'm doing an open air show. It's where I breathe in and out and allow what's been on my heart or on my mind to come out of my mouth. And this conversation is taking place with not only you, my radio listening audience, but also those that are on Facebook that are tuned in. So tune in, lean in, and listen up right after the side of the break. We'll be right back.
We want to thank today's sponsor, Up to Me Magazine, a new uplifting and inspiring magazine with stories of purposeful living, such as Meet the Minimalist, the story and journey of Ryan Nicodemus and Joshua Milburn. Less stuff, more meaningful life. And an up-close and personal conversation with Will Haygood, author and associate producer of the acclaimed film The Butler by Lee Daniels, and so much more. So get your subscription today at uptomemagazine.com. That's up2magazine.com. And what's your story? Now we return back to our program.
From the break. Welcome back to OMG. I'm Mara Gale, your host of the OMG Mara Gale Radio Show. I'm super excited about tonight's format. It's called Open Air, and the people on social media have been extremely engaging, asking questions, making comments, and I absolutely love it. Shout out to my Facebook folks. You're right, Rick Gadbury says, you're right. I'm not sure, but are available to God. I can't catch that, Rick. You'll have to rephrase it. I think I know what you're saying, but being available to God is the most important thing. It's not about our ability. I believe that's what you're saying. So let me know, thumbs up, if that's correct. So social media is interacting with me and my radio listeners. You're tuned in. And if anyone has any questions or comments, please feel free to call in, ask it. Or if there's a topic that you want to me to discuss or touch on, feel free to ask that or pose that topic. Hey, Fred Ward. One of the things also, why do we doubt God but listen to people? Ooh, that's a good one. Why do we doubt God but listen to people? Because whoever's in your life and who you're giving time to comes and lives in you. That means whoever has your ear, whoever has your time, whoever has your attention, that's who you put your trust in. Just be quiet on that. No, this isn't radio silence, but I'm going to let you know God has been muted in your life because you have been taking your advice and your problems to your friends, to people. You hear people say about you, and then you begin to react, respond, or walk in that. People give you title and labels that you have no business even wearing. And all you need to do, like I said, go to God's word, have a conversation, chit-chat with the daddy, the person that ate you, the person that gave you the breath in your lungs, the person that causes your heart to beat, the person that makes sure that your eyes work. When you wake up in the morning, you don't have to hit a light switch and say, oxygen, come and be inside of me. No, oxygen is available. Your lungs and your chest expands at the movement of it. Everything in your body, your kidney flushing out stuff and your liver, all of these things were created and done and designed by your daddy, the creator of you, the being that you are. And all you got to do is go to him and say, hey, how do I handle this? Hey, how should I deal with this? Hey, how can I confront this situation? Hey, maker of me, person who gave me my mind to think and gave me the wisdom that I have and gave me the ability to have knowledge and understanding and comprehension so that I don't wake up 5150, which is crazy for those that don't know. All you have to do is say, daddy, since you gave me this beautiful mind that can think, that can respond, that can react, how should I react or respond in this situation? Lord, I'm in a tough bind. My job is looking at possibly firing me or laying me off. Lord, how should I handle this situation? And the Holy Spirit can speak to you and remind you of some talents or gifts inside of you that you can use then to pitch and sell yourself to your employer to let them know the value of who you are. Begin to pray for your company. Sometimes that's all you need to do. Sometimes your company is thinking about laying you off because you're not being the asset that you should be to the company. If you're working for anybody other than yourself, you work for God Incorporated. If you're working for yourself, you work for God Incorporated, which means it's always to the glory of God. So that is an awesome question. We listen to people instead of God a lot of times because we don't spend enough time with God to know who he is and what he has in store and planned for us. So why we doubt God? Because we don't know him, because we don't know what his word says about us. Because we don't take the time to listen to him. We don't take the time to read his word and find out what he says to us. Who can tell us better what to do than the designer of all things? Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Brother Charles Sawyer is in the house. Welcome to OMG, the Omar Gale Radio Show, where I'm live doing a segment called Open Air. It's a segment where I get to have a conversation with you, my listening audience, which is my OMG radio listeners, as well as you, my Facebook fans and friends. All you have to do, if you have a question or a topic you'd like me to discuss, chat it up here, and I'll do my absolute best to answer it, touch on it. We've had some amazing questions and comments, so you guys keep them going. And if anybody wants to call in and join the conversation on air, the phone number again is 347-324-5246. Press 1 and you'll be joined to the conversation. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put that press 1 up here so that my Facebook audience will know they can join in the conversation. If that's you, go ahead. If you have another topic or a question, feel free to join in. So I'm also, yes, Winfred, absolutely, absolutely love your feedback and your input. If there aren't any questions right now, hey, Steve, what's up, Weatherall? Tell my girl Pandora, I said, what's up? Again, OMD listeners on air, I have some friends on social media that I'm interacting with in this to this. So we've talked about focus, we've talked about purpose, we've even talked about setbacks, distractions. We didn't talk about setbacks. We did talk about distractions. Let's talk a little bit about distractions. Let's talk a little bit about setbacks, those things that set us back. Sometimes our setbacks are cyclical. Say that one more time. Sometimes our setbacks are cyclical. We keep getting set back and taken off track by the same exact thing. I've got some friends, I'm not going to say no name to protect the guilty, but I've got some friends that are always calling about the same thing. It's the same area, it's the same string through line, it's the same thread that's woven through all of them, and what it tells me is they haven't learned the lesson from the first setback. That's why they're 15 setbacks down the road in the same area. And so I want to challenge those that are listening in. I want to challenge those that are listening in. We don't have to shut up. It's all good. I want to challenge those that are listening in. When setbacks arise, ask God, what did you want to show me in this situation that you couldn't show me in any other? Or what did you want me to learn in this situation that I couldn't learn in a previous situation? Because when you put the onus on God to reveal something to you, I promise you, he's not darkness. So he's going to shine a light so that you can understand what he expects of you, or what he's looked to in you to do, or what he's calling or causing you to want to rise up and accomplish. So those are some of the ways that I overcome some of the setbacks in my life. I go to God's word, and I remind myself that this setback is only going to be a setup. There is nothing that has happened in my life that hasn't made me stronger, wiser, better, or more informed. There is not one thing that has happened, and I've had some horrific, and yes, that was like the sound in my throat, like phlegm in my throat. It wasn't, but I did that sound on purpose because things have happened in my life that were horrific, would have probably put somebody else in their grave or at least in an insane asylum. But God is so amazing. God is so amazing that every setback that I've had, he not only set me up, like one up, it's like pew, supernatural rocket type setups. There is nothing that has pushed me back or pushed me down or knocked me off my feet that God hasn't done what his word says he'll do. He will cause all things to work together for the good for those who are called according to his purpose, those who love and are called according to his purpose. There's not one thing that's happened in my life that God hasn't turned it around. And it ain't even just been late in the midnight hour that God turned some stuff around. God turned some stuff around in the middle of my situation, in the midst of my mess. He turned it around and worked it out for my good and then set my feet up so that I can now talk about what situation was like to empower other people, help them come out of it. Amen. That's how good our God is. Because when he sets you up, when it's a setback and he sets you up, I promise you, you're going to go straight to the top. Because if you're willing to surrender the situation or the setback, oh, that's a good one. If you're willing to surrender the setback, sometimes we hold on to the setback. We're waddling in the setback, meaning giving our time, our attention to the setback. And God is, I got that for you. The setback is for me to allow you. Now, let me get this right. God doesn't give you disease. God doesn't give you bad things. God doesn't even cause bad things to happen. But God will use bad things. Use the bad things. Let me say that again. He will use the bad things, the challenges, the troubles, the bump in the road, the mountain, the obstacle, the setback. He will use all of that to strengthen you, to build you up. You know, the word talks about, I'm going to come back to this whole setback thing, but the word talks about when you fall into diverse temptation, count it all joy. To count it all joy means you get to count. That means add something. So when you fall into diverse temptation, you get to add some things to you. You get to add a different kind of trust in God. You get to add a different kind of courage and strength you never knew you had. How many people have you heard say, you know, I never knew I had the strength to make it that, but they made it. Amen. So when we get to count it all joy, we get to add trust in God. We get to add a different strength in God. We get to add more time to God, because I don't know about you, but when stuff ain't going right, I'm really spending a whole lot more time with God than I was normally. I spend time with God every single day. But when times are really hard and I got to lean and depend on him because I can lose my sanity behind something, he and I are down like four flat tires without a spare on the back of a tow truck. It don't get no lower than that. Because that's what you do when you're adding some things to you. When you're counting it all joy, you're adding things to you. A different kind of patience. You're adding a different kind of belief in God's word when you fall into temptation. So y'all take that and you wear that, because that's a word for all. And Jono, Brother Jono says, setbacks can be mistaken for pullback. Yes, holding you back in order to protect you by pulling you back, much like an archer, amen, with an arrow on the bowstring. His intention is for you to go forward, but you must allow God to pull you back in order for him to send you forth. Amen. That is an awesome imagery, example of how God can pull you back in order to set you off further. Because if he allows you to go here, he's going to focus you on the area that he wants you to go to. So amen, Brother John, for that. Absolutely love that. And then I think I saw another one. A setback from Lisa Watson Bobo. It says, a setback is not always to hold you back from greatness, but sometimes it's to keep you from harm, mentally or physically. Same thing. Amen, Sister Lisa. That's exactly it. Hey, Stacy, welcome to the conversation. That's exactly it. Sometimes that setback, like I said, a setup or a setback in order for you to maybe get all the structure in place. You know, sometimes people come to me, I have this great business, and it just seems like wall after wall happen, and this ends up happening, and it's taking so long. Hey, slow your roll, Pokey. If it's a God idea and Daddy told you to do it, it doesn't matter how long it takes to get it done. If it's a God idea. Sometimes God is setting you up so the place that you want to rent out, or the business name you desire to have, or the clients that you were looking to pitch to, or the marketing idea or proposal that you wanted to plan or type out, God is setting you up so that everybody needs on your best ground. That's how awesome our God is. He'll set you up like that by allowing there to be enough time for you to get everything that you need to get accomplished done. That's how good our God is. Hey, Chandra, all you have to do is trust him. Trust God in all the things you plan and set out to accomplish, because I promise you, he doesn't change. His word remains the same. He loves you more than you can love yourself. He knows the plans that he has for you, and they are plans to prosper you. Plans bring about an expected end, which means what? You win. That's the word. That's what he says. He says there is no temptation unto you. There is nothing that will happen to you that hasn't already been done. There's nothing new under the sun, and there's no temptation somebody else hasn't already went through. But if more of us would take the time to share, we go through what we're dealing with, then we wouldn't have that as a situation. So I want to encourage you to do that. I had to move my seat over a little bit so that my listening on my Facebook audience would be able to see a little bit better of what's going on. I'm super excited about this open air show. You guys have been amazing. Your feedback, your comments, your topic suggestions. If you have any more topic suggestions, go ahead and chat those to me, and I'll try my best to dialogue about it. It's an area I do not know anything about, then I'll defer to some of our other listeners, either online or on Facebook. Online or on air. So if you also want to call in, again, the phone number is 347-324-5246. All you have to do is press 1 and you'll be added into conversation. This young lady says, don't always think that when you go through a hardship and you feel alone that God has left you. Amen. For in that tough moment that gave you the strength to make it through. Amen, Sister Lisa. That is exactly right. No, we never, when we find ourselves in a hard situation or a tough time, you're absolutely right. Why would we blame God because we're in a tough situation or a hardship? Why blame the being that's full of so much love that would give his son to die on a cross for you while you were yet sinners? Why or how could we blame the person that loves us that much that he would let his perfectly healthy son die, hang, bleed, be spit upon, thorns in his head, stabbed in his thigh, pierced in his hands, pierced in his feet? Why would he let that beautiful being die on a ratty cross if he didn't love us enough that we could believe him and trust him? Why would he do it? He wouldn't. He loves us that much. And if you were the only person, God still would have allowed his son Jesus to hang, bleed, and die on the cross for your sins. Absolutely for your sins. So don't blame God for your problems. Don't get mad at God. Don't get real silent on God because you're dire temptation or a challenging situation. That's the time you need to be in communication. And it doesn't mean you need to talk. He gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason. That means you need to listen to him. Lean in, tune in, listen up to what God has to say to you because he's always speaking. Now, we aren't always listening, but he is always speaking. Always. There's never a time that God is mute. And if he is silent in a situation, that's probably because he wants you to come in closer. He wants you to dial it in deeper. Go from the shallow water to the deep water with him. Really spend some time on your face seeking him, saying, what do you want to teach me in this situation that you couldn't teach me in the other situation? Or what should I learn in this challenge that I couldn't learn in any other challenge before? Because God will get glory out of your life if you allow him access by surrendering. Just surrender to him and his way, and he'll do that for you. Is there anybody on this call or that's on social media that would like me to pray for them? Need a prayer request, feel free to call in 347-324-5246. Press 1. Or we could turn this into testimony. You know, Friday's tomorrow. Is there something that God has done for you that you want to testify? We got a couple of minutes. If that's you and you'd like to say something that God has done for you, go ahead and chat that up to me. I'd love to be able to share that with both my online listeners and my listening audience. God is the deliverer and the helper. Yes, he is. Hey, Rosenia, if you've got, this is my open air show where I dialogue with my listeners online, which I'm on air live, as well as online with my Facebook Live audience. If you've got a testimony, something that God has done for you, that chat, that call in. Or if you have a prayer request and you'd like to cover your prayer tonight, my phone lines are open and the chat space is available. Make your request known, and I'd love to pray for you. I'd love to rejoice and celebrate God for the testimony that you're speaking of, walking right now. God has freed me through forgiveness. Praise the Lord. Yes, he has, Brother John. Oh, praise God for that testimony. Anybody else got a testimony of what God has done? God has been so awesome to me. I can't even begin to tell you. God has literally blessed my socks off, kept me from harm and danger. I promise you that you couldn't even begin to imagine. God has literally freed also through forgiveness, John O. That is a blessing. You don't have to carry aught or bitterness in your heart because you have allowed God to season it with forgiveness. And you don't even think about the things that somebody may have done to you anymore. Well, if there will be no more, okay, Winifred says, all good gifts come from God. Yes, they do. Hey, Cassandra, my show is about to end. My theme music's going to play in my ear in about a minute. So I want to just remind you, I'd love to continue this conversation on social media. Of course, I can be found on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. If you aren't a subscriber to my YouTube channel, go to YouTube, subscribe to Mara Gale. I've got a bunch of new content that's going to be launched. I'd love to have your support in that. Also, I have a film out called Stem the Movement. It's available at stemthemovement.org. My book, Beyond Blessed, is available online at maragale.com, and also the digital format is now available on amazon.com, as well as Ear Candy, my Spoken Word CD. I absolutely love you with the love of the Lord. I hope you have an outstanding and amazing Resurrection Sunday weekend. I love you. God bless you, and peace out.
Can't wait to give you the answers to the questions you've been wanting. Everyone likes to be heard and then listened to. So we want you to set your dial to OMG on Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. OMG.